Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Kevin Stefanski's press conference. Coming up at noon, our buddy Tyvis Powell from the Browns Radio Network will join us here.
You know, you can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. You don't even have to yell it the way I did. You can just say, hey, smart speaker, play 92.3 The Fan. And now you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube, including The Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima from 6 to 10 a.m. and Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin from 2 to 7 p.m. live each and every weekday on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. Subscribe to our channel for free and watch all of the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan, live and on demand. You can do that now. Plus, don't forget, yesterday, Daryl Ryder and I did our Brownie Bites, so that's also available right there on our YouTube channel. It's the directly after the game edition of Brownie Bites. After you're done listening to Jeff and Tyvis, we're more than excited that you were listening to hear what we had to say about the game as well. So nice job to you, Jeff and Tyvis.
Oh, and to you, Andy.
Yes.
And to Daryl.
And to Titus, too.
Yeah, everybody. The offensive line has been a unit that went from, I think, a real strength of this team, Andy, a couple of years ago, to a unit right now that I think has everybody kind of scratching their head. And I wonder what happens to it in the offseason. And I probably shouldn't look ahead, but I am not. Well, I kind of am on this.
Everybody does.
Joel Bitonio and Wyatt Teller, according to Spotrac, have good contract information, both free agents at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan Posick, also a free agent at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And Tevin Jenkins, who was out there yesterday, free agent at the end of the year.
Well, they seemed a little excited about him. They played him. So.
Well, they played him. I don't know if that translates to excitement. You think it does?
I don't. I like Wyatt Teller, so I can't.
It's well, I like Wyatt, too, and I think he's a good football player. See, I honestly think individually all these guys have been good football players.
Mm-hmm.
I think they... And I don't break down offensive line play. That's not what I do. But as a unit, it just hasn't worked this year. Injury is a big part of the reason. I mean, it's been rough. And I feel for the guys getting beat up and having problems with their health and everything else. And Jack Conklin's a tremendous right tackle when he's healthy. And he hasn't been real healthy in a long time. Still a young guy. You know, you wonder, boy, are you gonna want to come back? He's under contract for a couple of more years.
Yeah.
You wonder if he wants to even come back. DeJuan Jones under contract for next year. So your tackles are under contract.
Yeah.
The interior of that offensive line is not.
Wouldn't it be great if they had the wherewithal to be able to use both first-round draft picks on offensive linemen or at least one of them on an offensive lineman next year? But you still got to get it right. That's the problem. You got to get it right. You got to find somebody that can actually block.
You draft Tristan Wirfs and not Jedrick Wills?
Yeah, that seems to be a theme around here, doesn't it?
I just wonder. I would assume that there are going to be changes on the offensive line. And whether the guys want there to be changes or not, that's just kind of the way it works. The other thing that's weird to me, always about offensive lines, you'll see a guy, falls out of favor somewhere, goes someplace else and starts.
Yeah.
You know, it happens all the time. I could see that happening here.
Or a team has an extra offensive lineman and they're looking for a draft pick. Although I don't know how you can ever have an extra offensive lineman, but they have an extra one. They're looking for a draft pick. You need one. All of a sudden you're picking up a guy that they picked up in the fifth or sixth round, and then they come in and they're like a 3-4 year starter for you. I can appreciate that.
You know, I've mentioned more than a few times how much offensive linemen will tell you, run block, run block, run block. Don't abandon the run. Yesterday they went good portion of the way down the field on 9 straight runs and then set up a pass play. Shadur hit Harold Fannin for a touchdown.
It was a nice drive. And 90 yards.
It was running. It was running.
I remember going, oh, man, they got to go 90 yards. This is going to be a tough one. And then they did. I think that's where you see the potential, and that's why you're not totally down.
Yeah,
and then they scored on the conversion, too. Luckily, they got too many men on the field, so they were able to move the ball up to the, 1 yard line? Half the distance?
Yeah.
So
we'll see. You bring in Cam Robinson just because you need to bring in a body.
Yeah.
You know, he's a free agent at the end of the year. We'll see where it goes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Touchdown Tony is in Atlanta, Georgia. Touchdown Tony.
Tone, what's up, man?
Yeah, how you guys doing? Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning to you.
Hey, I think that San Francisco game, to me, showed a lot because you were going against, to me, a Super Bowl contender anyway. I saw a lot of good things that happened in that game. I just think the execution was just so bad on the down plays. You can't even handle the ball. Why would you go for it when that's your execution? You know what your players can and can't do. And this is how these players have been coached. And that's just so unacceptable, so unacceptable. And I just think they just need to be coached up. That's what I see. Let me hear you guys.
The only thing about the fumble was, one, you didn't use a guy you normally use. They had two Correct. Different offensive linemen. And that play was set for disaster right away. They should have called timeout, rethought it, and then punted. You're right. Jeff has worn on me today. When I walked in here this morning, I was like, who cares, man? They're a 3-win team. Go for it. I know the ball's deep and in your own territory, but who cares? And then Jeff's like, you should be caring. And I'm like, and the more I start thinking about that play, Jeff's right. Oh, it pains me. I need therapy just for the fact that Jeff was right on this call, and so are you, Touchdown. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I'm there now.
Yeah, okay. Points was a premium. So 3 points was big then, I thought. So,
Tony, I agree. That's why I would have taken the points in the first quarter when they went for it on 4th and 1.
Yeah.
This team scores under 17 points a game, man.
Yeah, you're right. You can't leave
points
on the board.
You get a chance for 3, you put it through the uprights. And
unless he was concerned about the wind, although
Schmidt's
he didn't bring
done a
that
nice
up.
Job.
He has. He's turned things
he's
around.
He's done a nice job. And
still, if he kicks a game win early in the year, you're in the hunt.
Well, I also think you play to your strengths. And in the third quarter, from their own 33, the Browns didn't play to their strength. Their strength is their defense. So punt the ball away, let the defense slow down San Francisco, and then get the ball back with better field position and go score and take the lead. And instead, you just basically handed them at the very least a 49-yard field goal try. You know, if the defense stopped them every play, that's a 49-yard field goal try. As it was, the defense in nine plays gave up the 32 yards and the touchdown, and Malik Collins got hurt and everything else, and it wasn't good.
Jeff, you can't go 3-for-11 on third down either and expect to win. I mean, there's just a lot of little things here. All these things keep going through my mind. I keep replaying that game because I just felt like they weren't ready yesterday. They did not look like a team prepared to take a victory at home against a team that I thought they should have been, would have been competitive against. Yeah, they're 9-4. I can't argue.
I'd like to argue with you on that, and I can't.
It's one of those days. I think you're right, and you can't argue with me. We're done. Let's just drop the mic. Let's go home. Yes.
You know, I'd like to. But okay, if you have a fourth down play that you like enough that you're going to go for it from your own 33, well, by God, you better have rehearsed that all week long in
practice
with
all of your regular players in your spots.
Yeah,
right?
And the fact that they went for that just made me think, what are you guys doing out there? That didn't make any sense. I don't know if we can properly answer this. And again, some of it goes back to talent. Some of it goes back to just getting a couple of games. Has Tommy Reese made any impression on you as a play caller?
I don't know. I always seem to go back and look when the game is over what the differential was between runs and passes. So yesterday, they passed the ball 26 times. They ran the ball 31. All within the same kind of a margin, right? It doesn't seem like it's not overwhelmingly one way or another. What last week, I think it was they throw the ball five more times, then they ran the ball.
It's been fairly balanced.
And then his first two games, there was a one-play differential. In the first game, it was exactly like right down the middle, 23 apiece. So I don't know. When you're aggressive on fourth and one, is that your guy calling plays or the decision to go for it? That's all on the coach. That's on the head coach. That's not on the offensive coordinator. Offensive coordinators aren't saying, let's go for it on fourth and one. They're saying, this is the play I believe will get us the one. Right? Isn't that how it works?
I would think so.
I would think so, too.
If you're going to go for it on the 33, you better have it nailed.
And it better be something you ran. Miles was asked yesterday after the game if he was surprised by anything. I think Jeff Shadell asked him that question. Were you surprised by anything? He was like, no. I mean, so they knew what was coming. But for Miles, I would expect that. You have so many young guys on this team that they never played San Francisco before. They don't know what they're getting themselves into. I'm sure you watch film throughout the week. But when you take a day off on Thanksgiving week, and they were coming off, I mean, I guess it was equal because San Francisco was coming off a short week too, but I don't know, man. They just didn't seem ready yesterday. They didn't seem prepared for what was coming to them. And I know you can say next man up, but if that next man up hasn't been a part of the play or didn't, rehearse it, I guess, throughout the week, why would you expect anything but mistakes to happen? I just don't think you can. You may have a 1,000% confidence in a play when you run it with the same guys all week in practice, and then all of a sudden on game day, you're like, let's just fix that one piece because the other guy's hurt. I don't know. I just, the analytics of it to me, which I hate, don't seem real good. I don't trust it. If you haven't run it in practice with that personnel, don't run it during a game.
You said something early on in the show, and I agreed at the time, and I still agree, and I'll completely agree. It's weird to me that Cedric Tillman had one pass thrown his way.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I have a fondness for Cedric Tillman because of what I think he can become.
I agree with you. Yes, I'm with you.
I think he can become a good NFL wide receiver. He had one pass thrown his way. David Njoku, I know, can do things when he gets the football in his hands. David had two targets.
Yes. What's going on?
I don't know. To me, those two guys are probably the guys who could do the most damage to the other team with the ball in their hands from a pass catcher position. And no disrespect to Jerry Jeudy on that. No disrespect to Harold Fannin. Harold's a rookie and he's coming along. We've seen Njoku make some really big plays for this team. And Tillman, I think, has some ability. I don't understand not getting him the ball.
Jerome Ford had more receptions than Njoku and Tillman combined.
He had the same number of targets as those two combined.
Yeah. And I'm shaking my head. Shaking my head.
Interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Andy, I'm going to change things up on you.
What are we going to do next, Jeff?
You're going to
smile.
You're going to smile.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
Hey, all you Ryan Day haters. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.